بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not nor was he begotten, he had no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and He has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companion, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we will have the fifth class related to patience, the lost treasure. Actually, this is the last class related to the month of Ramadan. And the title of the class of today is Patience of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All praise to Allah who allowed us to learn about the most important quality of the believer, which is patience, as-sabr. Today is the last class regarding the topic of patience, and inshallah we will learn about the brilliant example of patience, that is to say our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah the Almighty reminded Prophet Muhammad to be patient in all the difficulties and affliction which he was exposed to. And now, inshallah, we will learn about some of the verses of the Quran which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called on Prophet Muhammad to be patient in these verses. We will start, inshallah, with surah number 10 and verse number 109. We will read now from Tunis, surah number 10, verse number 109. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واتبع ما يوحى إليك واصبر حتى يحكم الله وهو خير الحاكمين. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, follow the revelation sent unto you and be patient till Allah gives judgment, and He is the best of judges. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will mention actually many verses of the Quran. Now we will read from Surah Hud, Surah number 11, verse number 12. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan. Surah Hud, verse number 12, about the command of Allah to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be patient. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلعلك تارك بعض ما يوحى إليك وضائق به صدرك أن يقولوا لولا أنزل عليه كنز أو جاء معه ملك إنما أنت نذير والله على كل شيء وكيل. So perchance you, Muhammad alayhi wa sallam, may give up a part that is revealed unto you, and that your heart feels strained for it, because they say, why has not a treasure been sent down unto him, or an angel has come with him? But you are only a warner, and Allah is the disposer of the affairs over all things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in surah number 16, Surah An-Nahl, verse number 127. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 16, verse number 127. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Again, remind the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be patient. Allah said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. واصبر وما صبرك إلا بالله ولا تحزن عليهم ولا تك في ضيق مما يمكرون. And endure you patiently, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your patience is not but from Allah. And grieve not over them, and be not distressed because of what they plot. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Kahf, Surah number 18, verse number 28, reminded Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the importance of being patient. Surah number 18, verse number 28, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا. And keep yourself, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, patiently with those who call on their Lord. Your companions who remember their Lord with glorification, breathing in prayer, and other righteous deeds, morning and afternoon, seeking His face, and let not your eyes overlook them, desiring the glitter of the life of the world, and obey not Him whose heart we have made headless of our remembrance, and who follows his own lusts, and whose affair has been lost. You see, sisters, how many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be patient. Now we will read from Surah number 38, verse number 70. Surah number 38, Surah Sad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 17.
Surah number
38. Surah number 38, Surah Sad, verse number 17. اصبر على ما يقولون واذكر عبدنا داود ذا الأيدي إنه أواب. Be patient, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of what they say. And remember our slave Dawood, David, endued with power. Verily, he was ever of returning in all matters and in repentance toward Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again in Surah number 40, Surah number 40, verse number 55. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be patient. Allah said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Fasbir, inna wa'ada Allahi haqq. واستغفر لذنبك وسبح بحمد ربك بالعشي والإبكار. So be patient, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Verily, the promise of Allah is true. And ask forgiveness for your fault. And glorify the praises of your Lord in the time, in al-Isha. And al-Isha actually is the time period after the mid-noon till sunset. And Al-Ibkar is the time period from early morning or sunrise till before mid-noon. It is said that means the five congregational, the five actually compulsory prayers, okay, or the Asr and Fajr prayer. Actually, in this verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be patient. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the trust to Prophet Muhammad that verily the promise of Allah is true. Okay? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he must ask forgiveness from Allah for his faults and also glorify the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بالعشي والإبكار. Actually, العشي, which is actually after mid-noon till sunset. العشي is the end of the day, you know, and Al-Ibkar is the beginning of the day. Okay, this means that, you know, the both ends of the day, at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. Okay, and actually I think maybe it is this Asr and Fajr prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But, you know, Allah said, بالعشي, you know, which is the time, you know, the time period from, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the time period after the mid-noon till sunset. This is Al-Ashi, you know, after from Asr prayer, you know, to Aisha prayer. Okay, and then Al-Ibkar, you know, actually this is Al-Ibkar, he said that it is early morning. Let it be early morning. Okay, so you must ask forgiveness at the two ends of the day. Okay, And this is related again to be patient in Surah number 50, verse number 39, again Surah Qaf.
52, I think.
Surah 50. We have 50 and 52. First we read from Surah 50, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 39. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فاصبر على ما يقولون وسبح بحمد ربك قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروب وقبل الغروب. So bear with patience, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all that they say, and glorify the praises of your Lord before the rising of the sun and before its setting, that is to say the Fajr, Dhuhr, and the Asr prayer. Actually, in the Arabic Quran, Allah is saying before the rising of the sun and before its setting. Okay? Before the rising of the sun, you know, this is at the Fajr time, and before its setting, this is the Asr time. Okay? And the meaning is that, you know, again Allah is reminding Prophet Muhammad to glorify him, to glorify Allah, you know, at the Fajr time and at the Asr time. Okay? So this is again, you know, a reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Prophet Muhammad to be patient and also to glorify the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will learn from the number 52 Sutur, verse number 48. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. واصبر لحكم ربك فإنك بأعيننا وسبح بحمد ربك حين تقوم. So wait patiently, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the decision of your Lord, for verily you are under our eyes, and glorify the praises of your Lord when you get up from sleep. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these three last verses of the Quran which we just recite now, Allah is always mentioning, you know, that patience with glorification of the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. So we learn now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in many verses of the Quran to be patient. Okay? Actually, Prophet Muhammad, this is a clarification that, you know, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually experienced all matters of difficulty, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was reminding him many times, you know, to be patient. Indeed, the life of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presents before us the shining example of a man of extraordinary patience. His father died before his birth. His mother died when he was only 6 years old. And the grandfather who took up his guardianship also died soon. Then it was his uncle Abu Talib who protected him. And when Allah appointed him his last prophet, it was the disbelievers from among his people who insulted him mostly, even calling him a magician or a madman. Others wanted to kill him and even tried to do so. The records of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of the Prophet's life clarified that during the 13 years of his life in Mecca as the messenger of Allah, he faced all forms of abuse, expulsion, and threats of physical violence. And yet the patient Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam never moved an inch away from his mission, and all the while he was gentle, considerate, and sympathetic even with his enemies. And now inshallah we will learn about the patience of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the obedience of Allah's commands, and the patience of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding Allah's decree, the patience of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with all the people, and the patience of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his enemies. And actually we will start with the patience of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the obedience of Allah's commands. Actually it was during the early days of Islamic revelation that the people of Mecca had approached Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through his uncle Abu Talib. And they tried with him very promising offers, such as the leadership of the city of Mecca, the most beautiful girl in marriage, wealth of immense proportions. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused all these efforts and he said, I swear by the name of Allah, O uncle, that if they place the sun in my right hand and the moon in my left hand in return for giving up this matter, I will never desist until either Allah makes it known or I perish defending it. This is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and actually this is his famous statement. If they put the sun on my right hand and the moon, and this means that this is impossible. Okay? If they try to make anything, even to put the sun on my right hand and, you know, the moon, the sun on my right hand and the moon on my left hand, I will never desist until either Allah will make Prophet Muhammad either to die, you know, or it will be Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim known to everyone. Okay, this steadfastness and constancy against temptations was unusual in an Arab of those days. The Arab at that days were never having this quality of patience, you know. But it is the true sincere belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the patience for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Arabs at that time, you know, were always following their desires because they don't have a strong belief in anything except in the idols. So it was very strange for them that he refused all these efforts, all these offers, and he said that, you know, it is impossible for me, you know, to forget about calling the people for the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, it was the patience for the sake of obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to spread Islam to everyone and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to become the religion of everyone on the earth. Now we will learn about some of the days of patience of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam life, which is the Hijra. Let us imagine the day when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to leave his home, his city Mecca, and his people, and immigrate to another place. This is called the Hijra. That is to say, the emigration of the Prophet from Mecca to Medina. It was a great sacrifice and painful decision for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why? Why the Hijra was a great sacrifice and painful decision? Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he loved Mecca the most. And when he was leaving, he said, I love you Mecca, but I have to leave it, you know, for the sake of, you know, Islam. Other than this, he will never leave Mecca. Okay? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam always remembers the patience regarding the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that he has to convey the message of Islam all around. Let us remember the time when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companion Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, they were almost overcome in the cave of Thawr, when Abu Bakr was worried about the Prophet's life as the enemies were very close to them. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him with full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to grieve as Allah is with us. It was the patience and the full trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that helps both of them to escape to Medina. And in Surah At-Tawbah, Surah number 9, verse number 40, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this story. It was all with the obedience to Allah's command, which is the most important goal to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we will read from Surah At-Tawbah, Surah number 9, verse number 40, to know about, you know, the Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Surah number 9, verse number 40. Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Illa tansuruhu faqad nasarahu Allah idh akhrajahu alladhina kafaru thani athnayni idh huma fil ghar idh yaqulu li sahibihi la tahzan in الله معنا فأنزل الله سكينته عليه وأيده بجنود لم تروها وجعل كلمة الذين كفروا السفلى وكلمة الله هي العليا والله عزيز حكيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. If you help him, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if you help him not, it does not matter. For Allah did indeed help him when the disbelievers drove him out, the second of the two. When they, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, were in the cave, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to his companion Abu Bakr, "Be not sad or afraid, surely Allah is with us." Then Allah sent down his sakina, calmness, tranquility, peace upon him, and strengthened him with forces, angels, which you saw not, and made the word of those who disbelieved the lowermost, while the word of Allah that became the uppermost. And Allah is Almighty, All-Wise.
So now, alhamdulillah, we learn about some of the events of the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is related to the obedience of Allah's command regarding spreading the message of Islam in spite of all the difficulties which he was facing. Now we will learn about the patience of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Allah's decree regarding hardships in his private life. Also in the matter of traumatic experiences, the death of his beloved wife Khadija, who was supporting him strongly. This death was in the same year of the death of his uncle Abu Talib, the one who protected him from the people of Mecca. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he lost those two sincere supporters with a great calamity to him. But he remained patient with Allah's decree. Actually, that year was called the year of sadness because he lost both of them. But he remained patient with Allah's decree, who always made an outlet for him from any disaster. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also lost all his children except Fatima radiallahu anha during his life. He lost three daughters and two sons, but he was always patient and accepting Allah's decree. On one occasion, he observed a woman who had lost a child occupied in loud crying over her child's grave. He admonished her to be patient and to accept Allah's decree. The woman didn't know that she was being addressed by the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she said, "If you have ever suffered the loss of a child as I have, you would have realized how difficult it is to be patient under such an affliction." Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I have suffered the loss, not of only one, but of many children," and he passed on. This is the true, sincere patience of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Actually, to tell you the truth, to lose a child is a great disaster for the parents. You know, especially when they grow up and they are kind and they are well-mannered. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his life, he lost this. He has four daughters. He lost three of them. And he has two sons. He lost both of them. So in his life, he lost five of his children. You know, try to imagine, he was under, you know, the pressure of spreading Islam to everyone, and still his private life, you know, or personal life was full of, you know, sadness, and it was actually full of, you know, calamities and difficulties. Still, he is, you know, the last prophet, and he is the best human being created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is expected that he will be, you know, the extraordinary example of patience, and he will be exposed to this kind of calamities, so that we will always try to tell to ourselves, let us remember how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was patient. So I must be patient as our Prophet was. But again and again, you know, it is actually very difficult for, you know, for a father to lose five of his children in his life, subhanallah. But this is the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and alhamdulillah, we believe in it. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam belief was that Allah was with him all the time. And when he was struggling with adverse circumstances, it was always his saying that strange are the ways of the believer. This is one of the ahadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is proving how he was, you know, living his life. Okay, Prophet Muhammad said, strange are the ways of the believer, for there is good in every affair of his. And this is not the case with anyone else except in the case of a believer. For if he has an occasion to feel delight, he thanks Allah. Thus there is good for him in it. And if he gets into trouble and endures it patiently, there is a good for him in it. Actually, this hadith, we discuss it many times, but sometimes they use different language to explain the hadith. This hadith, you know, is having the meaning or the message of, you know, it is only for the believer that he is always getting a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only the believer. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the believer is living an adversity, okay, he will be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, and he will be rewarded for this. And when he is living a calamity, he will be patient with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will be rewarded for this. So only the believer, and this is very strange condition, that the believer is all the time rewarded from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this means that, you know, if we want to prove to Allah that we are true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must be always, trying to be rewarded. When we are living a calamity, we will be patient, inshallah. Okay, following our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was exposed to, you know, very great, actually kinds of troubles, not the ordinary troubles, you know. When he lost five of his children, you know. When he lost his wife and his uncle in the same year. Okay, subhanallah. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was always patient and gentle with all the people around him. So he earned the love and respect, as Allah said in Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, verse number 159. We will learn about some of the manners of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is based on patience. When he has the patience, he can be kind and he can be tolerating everyone around him. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله إن الله يحب المتوكلين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And by the mercy of Allah, you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, dealt with them gently. And had you been severe and harsh-hearted, they would have broken away from about you. So pass over their faults and ask Allah's forgiveness for them and consult them in the affairs. Then when you have taken a decision, put your trust in Allah. Certainly Allah loves those who put their trust in Him.
So this is, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that it is by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be a mercy to mankind. Okay, this is Prophet Muhammad. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Anbiya, Surah number 21, verse number 107. You know, this is how we can link these two verses of the Quran together. You know, Allah is saying that it is by the mercy of Allah that Prophet Muhammad was gentle and that he was not harsh-hearted and he was always forgiving and he consulted the people. It is all by the mercy of Allah. In reality, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a mercy to mankind. You see, so Allah is mentioning this in Surah number 21, verse number 107. Let us read about this so that, alhamdulillah, 107. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Surah number 21, verse number 107.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And we have sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not but as a mercy for al-alameen, mankind, jinn, and all that exists.
You see, so this is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in reality. And this is how we Muslims have to feel about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When someone will ask us about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will say that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not but as a mercy to mankind. He was a mercy to mankind, alhamdulillah. Okay, now we will learn about, you know, a story which happened, you know, in the Prophet's mosque in Medina, in Prophet Muhammad Masjid in Medina, which demonstrated how kind and patient was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with all the people. Abu Huraira reported that a Bedouin urinated in the mosque and some people rushed to beat him. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, leave him alone and pour a bucket of water over it. You have been sent to make things easy and not to make them difficult. Subhanallah. You see, this is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when they informed him that a man urinated in the mosque. You see, so, you know, this is how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in reality dealing, you know, with the Muslims, you know, and this is the reality of his manners. Subhanallah, you know, when you read this and you know this about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we Muslims must feel very guilty, you know, because we are the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are we having this mercy with each other? Are we having this mercy with other people? Are we actually mercy to life or not? Because when we are not following Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are giving wrong expression or wrong impression about our religion and about our Prophet. You see, this is the problem. How on the day of judgment, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will question every Muslim. This was my manners mentioned in the Quran and in my life. Why you were not following my manners? Why you were not mercy to yourself, mercy to your family, mercy to the humanity? If we were mercy to humanity, they will love Prophet Muhammad, they will respect Islam, they will try to learn about the reality of Islam. But because of the Muslims, again and again, it is the problem of the Muslims whom they oppress Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, oppress the Quran, oppress the religion of Islam. Islam is the religion of mercy. But are the Muslims merciful? If the Muslims are merciful, they are proving the reality of their religion. But if the Muslims are far away from mercy, this will be a big question mark to every non-Muslim, because we are supposed to represent our religion. So when you know about Prophet Muhammad manners, about Prophet Muhammad patience, about Prophet Muhammad mercy, then you tell to yourself, why Muslims, you know, are having this attitude, subhanallah. Ignorance. Let us discuss this at the end, inshallah. I will tell you more and more about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his enemies, not with his people, with his enemies, so that, you know, we can realize, you know, how, you know, that in reality, Islam is the religion of mercy. But who can prove it? Who can prove it nowadays to the other people except the Muslims? And Muslims are totally confused. Subhanallah. Totally confused, actually. Now we will learn about the second type of patience of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always calling his companions not to be angry. Okay? Yes, not to be angry. This is the quality of the Muslims. Number one quality, they are always angry. But their Prophet was patient, was merciful, he was calling them not to be angry. Subhanallah. Okay, once a man approached the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeking advice. And the Prophet said, don't get angry. The man asked for advice many times. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied every time, don't get angry. Okay, and the question is how and why. Okay, why Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was repeating, don't get angry, don't get angry. Okay, the answer is that anger makes you under the control of the shaitan, who is always trying to deviate the believers from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, when you are not angry, this means that you are closing the door for the shaitan to your spirit. So this is very important, because the second the shaitan controls your spirit, you don't know how the things will end. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Okay, so the most important is to close the door, not to make the, to allow the shaitan to come in and to become angry, then to try to control yourself. Always the people will not be able to control themselves because they are under the influence of the shaitan. So the most important is that from the beginning, don't be angry. Be away, you know, from the shaitan influence in your spirit. How? Through patience with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I am all the time patient with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, one of the commands of Allah, which is sent on the tongue of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't get angry. Okay, so this is very important. Okay, so actually again and again, you know, sisters, it is the patience. It is the patience with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the patience with the people around you. It is the patience, you know, with the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you tell to someone, don't get angry and Allah will reward you the paradise, they always answer, I don't want the paradise. Give me reward now. You see, I'm not interested in the paradise. You see, this is the problem. Even they are not patient to be in the paradise. I think they will never be in the paradise. You can't be in the paradise except when you are patient in the worldly life. There is no way to paradise.
No one is
going
there.
Yes. <No one. laughs> Only Allah knows. Only Allah. Nowadays it is over. Only Allah knows. Because of that, none will enter the paradise except by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see? Because when Allah will evaluate our deeds, we will be lost. But only we will be saved out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will learn about the patience of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his enemies. We will learn about two special days of the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of At-Ta'if and the day of Mecca. Actually, we will start with the day of At-Ta'if. Now, inshallah, we learn about the day of At-Ta'if, the patience of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the 10th year of the mission, and because of the continuous torture given by the Quraysh people, the people of Mecca, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided to spread the word of Islam to the people of At-Ta'if. So he moved to At-Ta'if, and when he reached there, it was the elder then they instructed the youth against Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they started throwing him with stones so that Prophet Muhammad was wounded and he was bleeding. And so he called on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his famous supplication, O my Lord, unto you I bewail my weakness in ability and disregard of mankind towards me. O most merciful of the merciful, you are the Lord of the weak and my Lord. Unto whom shall you deliver me? Unto one who is distant and shall glower at me, or unto an enemy when you have given authority, whom you have given authority over me? If you are not angry against me, then I don't care what befalls me, as your gifts of well-being are more commodious for me. I seek refuge in the light of your face that has overcome all darkness, and through which all matters of this life and the hereafter have been established in justice, that your retribution should fall upon me, or your disdain should be full. before me, unto you is all abasement until you are abased and you are, and no one has power or ability except you. This dua actually is always recommended. Everyone who is, treated with oppression. When you are oppressed or you are, treated unjustly by some people, okay, you can call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this dua, and inshaAllah, Allah will answer you as it happens to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At that moment, Angel Jibril appeared. After Prophet said that dua, Angel Jibril appeared and addressed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, Allah has heard what your people said to you and how they replied to you. Allah has sent the angel of the mountains to you so that you may order him to do whatever you wish to those people. You see, subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent for him the angel of the mountains so that if he wants to destroy, the people, he will destroy them. The angel of the mountain then appears and said, O Muhammad, order what you wish. If you like, I shall cause mountains surrounding At-Ta'if to fall upon them. You see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responding to the dua of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how the angel is of the mountain is saying to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he can cause the mountain surrounding At-Ta'if to fall upon them. This means total destruction. Okay? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, no, for I hope that there shall be among their children those who will worship Allah alone. And he said, O my Lord, guide those people because they know not. You see, this is the manners of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the manners of mercy and forgiveness. Those people, he went to them. Okay, trying to call them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They start throwing him with the stones until they, causing him to have bleeding and wounds. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to his call and to his dua, okay, and sent for him actually the angel of the mountains, this is actually the reality of the mercy of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said to the angels of the mountains, no, don't destroy them. Okay? Hoping for what? Not hoping for something for himself. Hoping that from their children there will be people whom they will worship Allah alone. Muslims will come. So it is again and again the goal is the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. He didn't revenge for himself. He didn't say this is what they deserve because they were tough with me. I have the right, to cause troubles for them. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, don't destroy them. This is, the way we are learning how to treat the people whom they are treating us in a bad way, or in a difficult way, or whom we call enemies, either on the personal level or on the general level. Okay? You must be always trying to hope for the guidance of the people. Okay, because our goal is the Islam. Our goal is that, people will be believing in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our goal is not this worldly life, and our goal is not the fighting with the people. We Muslims must realize that we have a mission, and we have actually a message. And for the sake of this message, we must have the manners which will make the people to believe us. You can't ask the people to believe you and to follow you through words only. You must have, the deeds and the actions and the behavior. So the reality, because words are not reality. The reality, you can believe the reality through the actions of the people. Okay, so this is, how the Muslims have to believe in the message of Islam. The message of Islam, for the message of Islam to be spread all over all the people, the non-Muslims, they are in need of the proof of the manners of Islam. Who will prove the manners of Islam except the Muslims? Okay, when you reach the people with kindness, with respect, and with good manners, be sure that the people will give you time to listen to you. people will be ready to cooperate to know your reality. Okay, maybe she is showing these good manners for something. You know, maybe she has another goal. Let us listen and let us try to know the truth. But if we don't reach the people with these manners, none will listen to the Muslims and we will be always isolated because we are not following the manners of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This event of At-Ta'if, you know, is a very important event in the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because every Muslim must remember how Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam dealt with those people whom they were too bad with him. Again, we will learn about the mercy and the forgiveness, actually, and the wisdom of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his enemies when we will learn about the Day of Mecca victory. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as we mentioned, he left Mecca while he was very sad because it is the most beloved city to his heart, but he had to leave it because of the bad treatment and because of the great troubles and plots which the Quraysh people were trying against him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his mercy, he made Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to re-enter the city of Mecca after 10 long years of living in Medina. Practically, there was no opposition, as he was accompanied by an overwhelming number of the Muslims. This is the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, when you are patient, be sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you victorious, because this is the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole of Mecca lay at his feet. You see, as he marched in, his enemies stood in surrender, awaiting his decision regarding them. Okay? He could very well cried, "Let slip the dogs of war," as the commanders of those days used to do. This was, you know, the law at that time, let slip the dogs of the war. But instead, and in a historic break from all the tradition, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet of Islam, announced forgiveness to all his former enemies. He told them simply, "You may go, you are a free people." The way to reach the spirits of the people. This is the way. You know what happens after this? Accordingly, the whole community of Mecca therefore became Muslims. Subhanallah. You see, in one event, he said to them, "You are a free people." They become Muslims. Free people. He didn't push them. He didn't, you know, pressurize them. He didn't tell them, "You either become Muslims or I will kill you." He just tells them, "You are a free people." This is the reality of the spirit. When you give the spirit the freedom of choice, the spirit will choose what it feels that the reality. They felt that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sincere with them when he said to them, "You are a free people." So they believe that his religion is a good religion. His religion is the religion of mercy, because he is the representative of that religion. Out of this religion, he said, "You are free people." This means that this is the religion of mercy. They become Muslims. You see, this is the way how you can, you know, handle the hearts and the spirits of the people. Subhanallah. They became Muslims out of the patience and kindness of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with them. Also, it was the Quranic rule, let there be no compulsion in the religion. You see, this is the Islam. Again and again, sisters, we are not supposed to pressurize the people to become Muslims. Okay? Because Islam is the religion of mercy, and Islam is a way of life. You cannot push a human being to have a way of life which he doesn't like. He will never follow. Okay, and because of that, you know, Islam must be, you know, a religion which the human being chooses, so that he will love Islam, then he will live according to the way of Islam. No one can tell him or tell her, "Don't follow this rule of Allah," or "Don't follow this Quranic rule." Okay, so in conclusion, we must realize that there were people with different characters and ideas that surround Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his life. However, he showed an interest interest in each and every one and try to educate them all the matters. That patient, tolerant and understanding attitude of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the means by which many people's hearts warmed to Islam and they love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We believers must remember the kind of things Allah's messenger was patient for and take him as a model when dealing with our own difficulties. For those who despair at the slightest problem, those who are unable to tolerate the smallest objections, those who stopped practicing the Islam, and those who lost hope when their business dealing go wrong, all those must be aware that such behavior is against the commands of the Quran and the sayings of the deeds of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Believers must always be patient. Take Allah as their helper, and give thanks to Him. Adopt the superior morality of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and hope for the mercy, compassion, and paradise of our Lord. Let us all in the month of Ramadan, the month of patience, let us promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, that we will have our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as role model regarding his patience with Allah's commands, with Allah's decrees, with all the people, and with all his enemies. Now, inshallah, I will have a summary about all the classes of the patience which we learn in the month of Ramadan, so that, inshallah, sisters, I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for me and for every one of you that you get the benefit of the classes of the patience, because patience is a very big gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, Allah will make them to have the patience. Through patience you can have the true belief, through patience you can have the good deeds, through patience you can have the good relations with everyone around you, even with your enemies. Through patience, inshallah, you can accept all Allah's decrees, and through patience you will always feel that paradise is very close to you. So now we will actually know about the summary. Patience is the most important trait that Quran emphasizes upon. While Iman, which is sincere belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's oneness, and taqwa, which is the fear and love of Allah, are the most important qualities to develop for a believer. However, patience is the foundation of the taqwa and the iman. Because unless you have patience, you will not be able to obey all Allah's commands to do and not to do. And you will not be able to accept Allah's decree with no complaint. And you will not be able to bear adversities and commands for a reward, which we will have it in the hereafter and not now. You see, this is the most important, sister. You cannot be a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having taqwa except when you have the patience as the foundation of both of them, of iman and taqwa. Because today I am patient with the fasting of the 6 days of the month of Shawwal, okay? Now I am patient with them, okay? But if my patience becomes weak at any time, maybe I will stop. Then, if my patience becomes more weak, I will not fast the month of Ramadan. Then my patience becomes more weak, I will not pray the 5 prayers. I will pray 3 times per day. And then. So I need patience for my belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When someone come and tell me, I will tell you a story about so and so sister, and I will tell you all her secrets, okay? And actually the shaitan will come to myself and tell me, let us learn the story. I am so, excited to know the story. You know, patience will come to my spirit and tell me, no, don't listen to anything which Allah doesn't like. Okay, be patient, be patient, be patient. Forget about the story of the sister. Okay, remember that you must be patient with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell her sister, no, no, thank you very much. I don't want to know any of the stories of the sister. The secret, top secrets, I'm not interested in the top secrets of anyone. I am patient with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the manners of the believer is that not to interfere in the matters of other people. I don't want to hear any top secrets about anyone. I am patient with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you cannot follow, you cannot obey Allah's commands regarding do and not to do. And again, you cannot be waiting for the reward in the paradise while you are still living in the worldly life, except when you have patience. And the patience is in the depths of your spirit, giving you the trust that the reward in the paradise is the real reward. So be patient. Don't get any reward in this worldly life. This worldly life is deceiving enjoyment. Keep your all the reward, inshallah, in the paradise. This needs a lot of patience, a lot of belief, a lot of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the most important for all of this in reality, sister, is to be patient and to train yourself to be patient and to remind yourself all the time to be patient. And because of all the above, you must believe that patient sabr is the single best character that a person can have. And in reality, I can tell you this from the experiences of my life. You know, sabr, patient, is the single best character. Because you can be patient with memorization of the Quran. You can be patient with recitation of the Quran. You can be patient with practicing of the Quran. You can be patient with accepting the bad manners of the people. You can be patient with accepting the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you can be patient with getting the reward only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, patient is the single best character that a person can have. And Allah mentioned the traits of the people of the paradise and what made them entitled to it. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, when he mentioned this, he mentioned patience. And Allah said, now we will read Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah said Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, for the people of the paradise, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum fa ni'ma uqba ad-dar. Peace unto you for that for what you persevered in patience. Now, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, how excellent is the final abode. Alhamdulillah. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to the people of the paradise, patience, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, peace be upon you because of your patience. And because of your patience, how excellent is the final abode. So you always remind yourself, inshallah, I will have an excellent, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, you know, the word which means excellent, this means that this is beyond your imagination. Okay? So all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, I will be patient day and night because I am looking for having this peace be upon you. Okay? And I am looking to have my excellent, you know, final destination, inshallah. Okay? Actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, let every one of us have a both here and question herself, what is better in this life than this reward? The paradise and the greetings of the angels. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So every one of us must remind herself, when you have calamities in your life, when the commands of Allah look difficult for you, when you look around you and you notice that most of the people are not following the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you tell to yourself, myself, be patient. Myself, I am looking for the paradise plus the greetings of the angels in the paradise. This is the most important goal for me in this life. So inshallah, even if I am alone, I will be like my Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was struggling all the time. And inshallah, I want to be patient in this life and I want to have this reward. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the best of the people as وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. those who are patient-seeking the countenance of the Lord. Okay, so if you want to be from the best of the people, you must be patient, but patient for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be patient for the sake of the worldly life, as most of the Muslims are. Okay, Muslims are patient during the exam so that they will have the qualification, so that they will have the salary, so that they will have the prestige in the worldly life. But when you tell them, do you wake up for the Fajr prayer? No, it is very difficult. But we can wake up. Not Fajr, Fajr prayer is 5 o'clock. They can't wake up at 5 o'clock. But they can wake up at 3 o'clock if there is a trip to Paris. Okay, they will wake up at 3 o'clock to go to Paris. But to wake up at 5 o'clock to prepare yourself for the paradise, no. I can't be patient. But I can be patient for the sake of Allah. But I can be patient for the sake of Paris. Yes. And I can be patient for the most important, for the sake of the dollars. Yes, this is my father, this is my life, this is tomorrow and yesterday. The dollars. Yes, we can be patient.
Huh? It's not so bad, it's at 6 o'clock.
Yes, 6 o'clock. Moreover, Allah described patience as the best of the best possible behaviors. He says, but if you would show patience, for it is indeed the best course for those who are patient. Okay? Patience is needed for the believer in every minute of the life in order to keep his iman, belief in oneness of Allah, in practice. All acts of rightness draw strength from this great quality. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no one is granted a greater and more comprehensive gift than patience. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a statement which every Muslim has to write it in his spirit. No one is granted a greater and more comprehensive gift than patience. Patience makes your life, even if it is full of calamities, patience will make it full of calmness, tranquility and acceptance. Subhanallah. Patience is the great cure for the spirit. If you want your spirit never to have any illness regarding sadness, worry, upset, okay, have the patience and make it, you know, in your spirit all the time, the foundation of your spirit. When the foundation of your spirit is patience, you can't imagine how you will handle life. You can't imagine how you will tolerate issues in your life which you never expected then you can tolerate it. And you will tolerate it while you are still in a good mood, while you are still treating those people in a very good way, while you are still in a very close relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accepting the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this is because of patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoins patience upon the best of his servants, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the verse which we just read it now, وَاصْبِرْ وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, and be patient, for your patience is but from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important, sister. I can't be patient except when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes me patient. The patience is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you show to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your intention, oh Allah, I want to obey, oh Allah, I want to follow, oh Allah, I want to accept, oh Allah, I want to be your righteous servant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you to have a big dose of patience inside your spirit. Through this patience, you try to change your attitudes towards the decree of Allah, the commands of Allah, the people around you. Gradually, by time, inshallah, you will be one of the patient people whom they are in reality the one living this worldly life in the rightest way. Patience is among the most serious and difficult achievements, you know, because of its reward. Because of its reward and because of its effect on your spirit in this worldly life. Patience has a great effect in your spirit. And patience has a great reward in the hereafter. And because of that, it is very difficult achievement. Okay? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. But through actually the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the strong belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we clarified, through the good companions, those whom they always remind you to be patient. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. As we said in Surah Al-Asr, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ أَمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. Okay, I mentioned this before and I think all of you know the meaning of Surah Al-Asr. Okay, but let me say it again. This is Surah Al-Asr, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, by Al-Asr. Verily man is in loss except those who believe and do righteous good deeds. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Righteous good deeds, and recommend one another to the truth, and recommend one another to patience. So when we meet each other, and we said to each other, you know, Yasmin, today the weather is very hot, and it looks that it will be difficult for me to fast the 6 days of the month of the Shawwal. You tell me, no, Mona, patience, Mona, paradise, Mona. I tell you, okay, Jazakallah khair. Jazakallah khair. Inshallah, I will fast. You see, this is the truth and the patience. Mona, this worldly life is deceiving enjoyment. How you will lose one day of the month of Shawwal for the sake of coffee and tea? No, Mona. The truth is the truth. Be patient. Fast the six days of the month of Shawwal, alhamdulillah. So you see, this is the importance, you know, of having, you know, the good companions, okay, whom they always remind you with the truth and remind you to be patient. Okay, patience is an indication of faith and of a good relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said, patience is light, and because of all the above, Allah has commanded Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to give glad tidings to those whom they are patient. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, وبشر الصابرين, but give glad tidings to those whom they are patient, who say when they are afflicted with a calamity, to Allah we belong and to Him is our return. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Alhamdulillah, sisters, at the end we will have this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make us among those who observe patience when afflicted and tried, and among those who offer praise when granted good, and among those who seek forgiveness after committing sins. We seek your forgiveness and mercy from you, O Allah. You are the most merciful. And now we will make the dua. Inshallah, from next week we will start a new series from the classes, inshallah. O Allah, our Lord, in us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, and from the torment of the grave, and from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, truly we have wronged ourselves, and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.